You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It is Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. We'll go back to the phones toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. Over the last year, let's say maybe even more, we've been talking about fear-free and fear-free visits to your veterinarian and what that means exactly for your animals. And today, we're very lucky. We have Dr. Catherine Prim. She is actually the very first ever fear-free certified professional who took it on back in its early stages. And we're going to find out how it's working for her. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So when you do fear-free practice, what do you do? What does that mean?
That means I address the patient's fear at every possible opportunity, from the trip to see me, the entry into my facility, the settling into an exam room. Everywhere I can perceive there might be a point at which the pet becomes stressed.
Okay, give me some examples of what you do.
Well, I can give you a very specific case example.
Okay.
We had a client who has a German Shepherd named Bucky, and Bucky is an adult and was an adult when he first started to see me, but we had been talking with his owner about the fear-free strategies, and so she really listened. One day, Bucky was coming in for a routine thing, and she called from her car, and she said, "Tell Dr. Prim that Bucky's just too afraid. I can't get him in the door." So we came outside to her and talked with her and Bucky and ended up giving Bucky a little bit of an anxiety medication injection. And we were able to complete his everything that he needed that day. And then we reversed that anxiety medication. And he never had any stress. He has no bad memories associated with me or my facility or the visit or anything. And she sent me a huge thank you note with pictures of Bucky all over it. So it was really a win for everyone.
That is great. You know, there's not a week that goes by, Dr. Debbie gets calls here and somebody says, well, she says, you got to go to the vet. They always respond, but my pet hates going to the vet.
I can't catch my cat and put it in the carrier.
Yep.
I got to know, what made you the first ever certified professional?
Well, I had heard Dr. Marty Becker speak about this idea at meetings and things, and I thought there was a lot of buzz and excitement built up around it. So I was waiting for it to go live. I kept watching the website because I knew where it was going to be and checking in. And as soon as it went live, I signed up, I registered, and I started taking the classes because I thought it would make the life at my animal hospital just better for everyone. The things that we dread doing to animals are the same things the animals dread having done to them. And so it's a positive experience for everybody.
Of course, we encourage every veterinarian that's listening to consider this and think about it. There's a lot of stuff that the pet owner or pet guardian has to do also. It's not just the veterinarian that needs to be involved in a fear-free practice.
That is true. And so we make it a part of every visit to sort of heighten the owner's awareness to these subtle cues that the animals are giving that they are experiencing some fear and anxiety associated with the visit. And many times the client didn't even realize when their dog was just repeatedly yawning or maybe panting or wagging their tail and acting really excited, that's not necessarily what it seems. It might be an anxiety response.
How long were the classes for you?
Well, it works out to be about 8 hours of continuing education to get your initial certification.
And did you have to do this in person or was this online?
It was online.
So any veterinarian listening right now who wants to implement fear-free into their practice can do this online?
Absolutely. The web address is fearfreepets.com.
I salute you, Dr. Prim, for doing the fear-free certification.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Vets get a bad rap a lot of the time, don't they?
You know, sometimes. I mean, the overwhelming majority veterinarians are great, caring people, and we're in this field because we love animals. So, occasionally you'll get a bad apple in any profession.
Sure.
But I think that you'll find the majority of veterinarians, they want to do right by the animals, and fear-free is a movement. So it is different than what I learned when I went through vet school. Some of that I incorporated in my practice because I want to. Some of that is because the newer generation of veterinarians are coming out trained that way, and that's going to be better for everyone.